This recording is part of the IMPACT Program's Prostate Cancer Patient Education Series. This series is funded by the California Department of Health Services. Getting ready for prostate cancer surgery. What will you learn by listening to this recording? You and your doctor have decided that you will have surgery as a treatment for your prostate cancer. It is important for you to learn about prostate cancer surgery so that you will know what to expect and how to get ready for your surgery. On this recording, you will learn about the following. What happens when you have prostate cancer surgery? What you can do to get ready for surgery? What foods you can eat before your surgery to strengthen your body? Things you should think about and plan for before you go to the hospital. It is important to think about how you will get ready for surgery now that you and your doctor have decided that surgery is the best treatment for you. You may find it helpful to use this recording with the booklet, Getting Ready for Prostate Cancer Surgery. You may want to have a pen and piece of paper so that you can make notes or write down any questions that you have as you listen to this recording. Before we begin, it is important for you to know that the information on this recording is based on the general experiences of many prostate cancer patients. Your experiences may be different. The information on this recording will answer some of the more common questions that men who choose surgery to treat their prostate cancer have. If you have any questions or concerns about your prostate cancer treatment, please speak with your doctor or nurse case manager. What is prostate cancer surgery? When you have prostate cancer surgery, your surgeon takes out your entire prostate gland. The name for this operation is a radical prostatectomy. This operation is done if the doctor thinks the cancer in your prostate has not spread to other parts of your body. What can you do after you have decided to have the surgery? Many men find that after making the decision to have surgery, waiting for the surgery is the hardest thing they have to do. There are many things you can do to help yourself during this waiting time, like learning more about what will happen during and after your prostate cancer surgery, talking with someone close to you or with someone who has already had prostate cancer surgery, keeping busy and doing those activities you would normally do. It is important to find what works best for you during this waiting time. Your doctor and your nurse case manager are there to help you get ready for your surgery. They can answer any questions or concerns about getting ready for your prostate cancer surgery. What can you do to get ready for your surgery? There are many things that you can do before your surgery to help make your body stronger so you can get better faster. Before surgery is a good time to start practicing the Kegel exercises that you will use after surgery to help get control of your urine flow. The exercises help strengthen the pelvic floor muscles. These muscles support your bladder and rectum and help control your urine flow. You can see how a Kegel exercise should feel by starting your urine stream and then stopping it before you are done peeing. The muscles that you use to stop your urine stream are the ones that you want to exercise. You can practice your Kegel exercise by tightening these muscles when you are sitting and relaxing or standing at the refrigerator or anytime. No one will be able to see that you are doing the exercises. Some men find it helpful to put a reminder note on the refrigerator or bathroom mirror to do their Kegel exercises. If you would like more information about how to do Kegel exercises, call your nurse case manager and ask for a copy of the IMPACT booklet called Kegel Exercises. Take a few minutes now to make a plan for how and when you will start doing your Kegel exercises. It is also a good idea to use the weeks before your surgery to make your body stronger by eating a healthier diet. Eat more fruits, vegetables, whole grain breads, and cereals. Include servings of milk, cheese, yogurt, meat, chicken, and fish. When eating meat, choose lean cuts and trim the fat around the edges. Eating a diet with these foods will help your body to heal after surgery. Cut down on or stay away from fat, sugar, alcohol, and salt. Eating a lot of these things is not good for your body. Foods that are high in iron and vitamin C will make your blood strong before surgery. Eating foods that have a lot of iron and vitamin C will keep you from having a low blood count. When you have a low blood count, you may feel tired and may not heal as well or get better as quickly. If you save some of your own blood at the blood bank before your operation, you may have a low blood count. So it is important that you eat foods high in iron and vitamin C to make your blood strong. Later in this recording, you will learn more about how to give your own blood before you have surgery. Iron can be found in the following foods: meat, eggs, and beans, vegetables such as spinach, broccoli, and other greens, iron-fortified cereals. Vitamin C can be found in the following foods: fruits like oranges, lemons, grapefruit, kiwi, mango, melon, and strawberries, vegetables like broccoli, tomatoes, potatoes, sweet potatoes, peppers, winter squash, green vegetables, and raw cabbage. Eating one food with iron and one food with vitamin C together helps your body use the iron better. Try having beans with some fresh tomatoes or iron-added cereal with a glass of orange juice. This will taste good while helping your body. If you are not sure about how healthy some of the foods that you eat are, talk to your nurse case manager about them. The better shape you are in, the better you will do after surgery. If you are exercising regularly, congratulations. Keep it up. If not, before your surgery is a good time to start walking every day. This will help make your body stronger before your surgery. It will also help you to get better after your surgery. Talk to your doctor before you begin any exercise program. If you smoke, now is a good time to try to quit. Smoking can slow your body's healing after your surgery. Your nurse case manager can help you find the best way to help you quit. If you can't quit smoking, it is a good idea to cut down on the number of cigarettes you smoke each day. If you drink more than one alcohol drink a day, a beer, a shot of liquor, a glass of wine, now is a good time to cut down on the amount you drink. Cutting down on alcohol will help you get your body stronger before and after your prostate cancer surgery. Now, take a few minutes to plan what foods you will eat before your surgery. What foods that are high in iron do you eat now? What foods that are high in iron will you add to your diet? What foods that are high in vitamin C do you eat now? What foods that are high in vitamin C will you add to your diet? Do you need to go to the grocery store to buy any food? If so, what will you buy? Before you have your prostate cancer surgery, you may have a general checkup, blood tests, and x-rays to make sure you are ready for surgery. Your surgeon will talk to you about giving blood. The blood that you give is saved and may be given back to you during or after your surgery if you need it. If you decide to do this, it will be just like when someone gives blood at the Red Cross. The process of saving blood for your surgery may take up to 2 weeks. Take a few minutes to plan what you need to do to get ready for surgery. What tests has your doctor told you that you need to have before your surgery? Make a list of the tests. When are your appointments for these tests? List the days and times of your appointments. Where do you need to go to have these tests? List the places where you need to go for your tests. Do you need transportation to these places? If you do, speak to your nurse case manager. Your nurse case manager can be reached at 1-800-409-8252. What do you need to do to get ready for surgery? Your doctor will talk to you about the steps you need to follow to get ready for your prostate cancer surgery. The following will give you an idea of some of the things you may need to do before you go to the hospital. Speak to your doctor about any medications or herbs you are taking. For example, if you are taking ibuprofen, medicines like Motrin or Advil, or aspirin, you may need to stop taking this medicine about 10 days before your surgery. Make a list of your medicines, how much you take, the dose or amount, and how often you take them. Even the ones that you buy yourself, like vitamins and herbs, or those you may have gotten from other doctors or healers. If you want, you can bring all of the medicines that you take to one of your doctor's appointments so your doctor can see what you are taking. Make sure to tell your doctor about any allergies you have. Your doctor's office will tell you what time to be at the hospital. Plan on staying in the hospital for 2 or 3 days. Your doctor will make sure you are ready to leave the hospital after your surgery. After you go home, you will not be able to drive or lift heavy items for 2 to 3 weeks. You will need someone to help drive you to appointments or to go grocery shopping. Speak with a family member or friend to find out if they can help you. You may need to ask more than one person if they can help you. Do not eat or drink anything after midnight the night before your surgery. If you have medicines that you need to take, you can take them with small sips of water. It may be helpful to take a few minutes to make a plan of what you need to do before you go to the hospital. What medications are you taking? Make a list of them so you can speak to your doctor about them. Do you have any allergies that you may need to tell your doctor about? If so, make a list for your doctor. Who is going to help you when you get home from the hospital? Write down their names and phone numbers so they are easy to find. What happens during the surgery? The operation will begin after you have been given general anesthesia. General anesthesia is when you are given medicine to make you sleep during the surgery. You will not feel anything during your surgery with general anesthesia. After you are asleep, your surgeon, the doctor who does the surgery, will make an opening, called an incision, in the lower part of your stomach below your belly button. Then your surgeon will remove your prostate gland. Your surgeon will also remove the lymph nodes around your prostate gland. Your lymph nodes will be checked to see if your cancer has spread to them. Lymph nodes are small glands you have throughout your body that remove bacteria as well as cancer cells from your body. Sometimes, cancer cells can get in the lymph nodes and move to other parts of the body through them. On each side of your prostate are small groups of nerves. It is the job of these nerves to make erections possible. If the cancer has not spread to these nerves, your surgeon will try to save them and leave them in place. This type of operation is called a nerve-sparing surgery. Even if you have a nerve-sparing surgery, there is still a chance that these nerves will not work as they should after your surgery. This means that you may not be able to have erections for a while after your surgery. It may take up to 12 months after your surgery before you can have an erection. An erection is when your penis is hard enough to have intercourse or sex. If you had difficulty having erections before surgery, your erections will not be better after surgery. Some men find that even if they have nerve-sparing surgery, they are not able to have erections. Not being able to have an erection is also known as erectile dysfunction. There are medicines and medical devices that can help you have an erection. Please speak with your doctor or nurse case manager about them. After you have your surgery, you will not have sperm to make a baby. After a prostatectomy, when you have sex, you will not have fluid or ejaculate come from your penis like you did before your surgery. This is called dry ejaculation. If this is a concern for you and your partner, talk to your doctor or nurse case manager. Sometimes after the surgery, men have a hard time controlling their urine. This is because the surgery area is close to your bladder and your urethra, the tube in your body that carries urine out through your penis. The surgery may weaken the muscles that control your urine flow. This is why you may leak urine or are not able to control your urine after your surgery. Not being able to control your urine is called incontinence. Control of your urine begins to happen around 3 months after your surgery. Usually, a man is able to control his urine at night first and then during the day. It sometimes takes up to 12 months for a man to be able to control his urine. For many men, however, this problem gets better with time. Speak with your doctor or nurse case manager if you have problems with your urine control. There are special products or medicines that can be useful so that you don't soil your clothes and that allow you to feel more comfortable and not be embarrassed. Take a few minutes to think about your upcoming surgery. What are your concerns about incontinence or erectile dysfunction? Who will you talk to about these concerns? How will you discuss incontinence and erectile dysfunction with your partner? What questions do you have for your doctor about the surgery or anesthesia? What have you learned from listening to this recording? On this recording, you learned about prostate cancer surgery so that you will know what to expect before, during, and after treatment. You learned what prostate cancer surgery is, how you get ready for your prostate cancer surgery, what foods to eat to make your body more healthy before your surgery, what you should do before you go to the hospital. If you have any questions, please talk to your doctor or nurse case manager. It is important that you understand what is going on with your treatment. This knowledge will help you take better care of yourself and feel more in control. The hospital stay. What will you learn by listening to this recording? You and your doctor have decided that you will have surgery as a treatment for your prostate cancer. It is important for you to learn about prostate cancer surgery so that you will know what to expect during your surgery. In this recording, you will learn about the following. What will happen the day you have your surgery? What to expect when you have surgery? What will happen when you are ready to leave the hospital? It is important to know what will happen at the hospital so that you will be able to get ready for your treatment. You may find it helpful to use this recording with the booklet, The Hospital Stay. You may want to have a pen and piece of paper so that you can make notes or write down any questions that you have as you listen to this recording. Before we begin, it is important for you to know that the information on this recording is based on the general experiences of many prostate cancer patients. Your experiences may be different. The information on this recording will answer some of the more common questions that men who choose surgery to treat their prostate cancer have. If you have any questions or concerns about your prostate cancer treatment, please speak with your doctor or nurse case manager. What will happen the day you have your operation? When you get to the hospital, a member of the hospital staff will greet you and take care of any paperwork that was not done ahead of time. Make sure that you have your impact card and picture identification, such as a driver's license, with you. Remember to bring the best phone number to reach a family member or friend in case the hospital needs to reach them. You may also want to bring the name and phone number of your nurse case manager with you. The staff will show your family member or friend where to wait during your surgery. Ask about anything that you do not understand or that worries you. A hospital staff member will get you ready for your operation by bringing you to a room where you will change into a hospital gown. At this time, you will be asked to remove your glasses, any jewelry you are wearing, and your dentures if you wear them. Any personal items you brought with you to the hospital, like your clothes and your money, will be taken from you at this time for safekeeping. The hospital staff will place these items in a safe place until your surgery is finished and you are moved into a regular hospital room. Once you are in a regular hospital room, the hospital staff will return your personal items to you. Remember not to bring a lot of money or jewelry with you. It is best to leave jewelry at home and let a family member hold on to your money. An anesthesiologist will talk to you. An anesthesiologist is the doctor who gives you the medicine to make you sleep during the surgery and who carefully watches you during the operation. Ask the anesthesiologist about anything that you do not understand or that worries you. Take a few minutes to think about what you need to do to get ready to go to the hospital. What transportation plans will you make to get to the hospital? If you need help, speak with your nurse case manager. Your nurse case manager can be reached at 1-800-409-8252. What type of identification will you bring with you to the hospital? You will be in the hospital for 2 to 3 days. What personal items do you need to bring with you? For example, deodorant, razor, aftershave, and slippers. What happens during the surgery? The operation will begin after you have been given general anesthesia. General anesthesia is when you are given medicine by your anesthesiologist to make you sleep during the surgery. You will not feel anything during your surgery with general anesthesia. After you are asleep, your surgeon, the doctor who does the surgery, will make an opening, called an incision, in the lower part of your stomach below your belly button. Then your surgeon will remove your prostate gland. Your surgeon will also remove the lymph nodes around your prostate gland. Your lymph nodes will be checked to see if your cancer has spread to them. Lymph nodes are small glands that you have throughout your body that remove bacteria as well as cancer cells from your body. Sometimes cancer cells can get in the lymph nodes and move to other parts of the body through them. On each side of your prostate are small groups of nerves. It is the job of these nerves to make erections possible. If the cancer has not spread to these nerves, your surgeon will try to save them and leave them in place. This type of operation is called a nerve-sparing surgery. Even if you have a nerve-sparing surgery, there is still a chance that these nerves will not work as they should after your surgery. This means that you may not be able to have erections for a while after your surgery. Sometimes it can take a year or longer after your operation before you have an erection. An erection is when your penis is hard enough to have intercourse or sex. If you have had difficulty having erections before surgery, your erections will not be better after surgery. Some men find that even if they have nerve-sparing surgery, they are not able to have erections. After you have your surgery, you will not have sperm to make a baby. After a prostatectomy, when you have sex, you will not have fluid, or ejaculate, come from your penis like you did before your surgery. This is called dry ejaculation. If this is a concern for you and your partner, talk to your doctor or nurse case manager. The surgery area is close to your bladder and your urethra, which is the tube in your body that carries urine out through your penis. The surgery may weaken the muscles that control your urine flow. This is why you may leak urine or lose small amounts of urine without wanting to after your surgery. It sometimes takes up to 12 months for a man to be able to control his urine. Usually a man is able to control his urine at night first and then during the day. For many men, this problem gets better with time. After your operation is over, you will be taken on a stretcher to the recovery room. You will stay there until you are totally awake. This may take a few hours. The recovery room nurses will watch you very closely until you wake up. After you wake up, you will move to a regular hospital room. When you wake up from the general anesthesia, you will find a tube coming out of your penis. This tube is called a catheter. The catheter is connected to a plastic drainage bag. The catheter drains urine from your bladder into the bag. It helps you heal from your operation. The catheter will stay in your penis for about 2 weeks. The nurse in the hospital will show you how to take care of the catheter before you leave the hospital. Your surgical wound or incision made by the surgeon will be held together with staples or stitches until it heals. You may have a bandage over it. The stitches or staples will stay in when you go home. You will be told when to see your doctor to have them taken out, or you may have stitches that will dissolve on their own. You will have a small, round, plastic container attached to a little tube going into your body through a tiny hole on one side of your surgical wound. This tube drains fluid from the area where you had your operation. This helps you heal. The drain is usually taken out before you go home. The drain is called a Jackson-Pratt or JP drain or a Penrose. You will have a plastic tube going into a vein in your arm. It is connected to a plastic bag of liquid. This is your IV. The IV gives you any fluid you need. This is important since you cannot drink anything before your operation. You will also be given medicine in your IV. Your IV will be taken out when you can drink and eat without problems. The nurses in the hospital will check on you often to make sure you are okay. Make sure to tell the nurses how you are feeling and if you have pain. The nurses will give you medicine if you have pain. Remember, you will heal better if you are not in pain. You will be able to sit in a chair and walk with someone's help within a day of your operation. You will be given liquids or soft foods when you first start eating after your operation. Your doctor may change you back to your regular diet before you go home. If you have any questions or worries, ask your doctor or your nurse case manager. What will happen when you are ready to leave the hospital? A nurse at the hospital will show you how to take care of yourself when you go home. Let your nurse know if you have not made arrangements for someone to help you when you go home. Ask about anything that you do not understand or that worries you. If you have any medical problems when you get home, call your doctor immediately. Your nurse case manager will call you during the first 2 or 3 days after you get home to check on you. Take a few minutes to think about what you will need when you get home. What transportation plans will you make to get home? If you need help, speak with your nurse case manager. Your nurse case manager can be reached at 1-800-409-8252. Who will help you when you get home? Make a list of who will help you and how to get in touch with them. How will you get in touch with your doctor if you need to speak with him or her during the week, in the evening, or on weekends? What have you learned by listening to this recording? On this recording, you learned about your hospital stay so that you will know what to expect during your prostate cancer treatment. You learned what will happen the day you have your surgery, what to expect when you have surgery, what will happen when you are ready to leave the hospital. If you have any questions, please talk to your doctor or nurse case manager. It is important that you understand what is going on with your treatment. This knowledge will help you take better care of yourself and feel more in control so that you can get the most from your treatment. Getting home after prostate cancer surgery. What will you learn by listening to this recording? It is important for you to learn about what to expect after your prostate cancer surgery and how best to take care of yourself. On this recording, you will learn about the following: what you can expect when you first get home after surgery, what you will need to do to take care of yourself after surgery, what you can do if you have pain, what side effects you may have from prostate cancer surgery, when you can start doing the things you usually did before surgery. It is important to think about and plan how you will take care of yourself when you get home from the hospital. You may find it helpful to use this recording with the booklet, Getting Home After Prostate Cancer Surgery. You may want to have a pen and piece of paper so that you can make notes or write down any questions that you have as you listen to this recording. Before we begin, it is important for you to know that the information on this recording is based on the general experiences of many prostate cancer patients. Your experiences may be different. The information on this recording will answer some of the more common questions that men who choose surgery to treat their prostate cancer have. If you have any questions or concerns about your prostate cancer treatment, please speak with your doctor or nurse case manager. What can you expect when you first get home? Now that you have successfully completed your surgery, you will continue your path to healing at home. After your surgery, you may get tired more easily. You will need to rest. Remember, you just had surgery. It will take some time before you are feeling like yourself again. You may have some soreness in the area where your stitches or staples are. You will have medicine to help you take away your pain. It is important for you to take the medicine as directed. Your scrotum, the muscular sac which contains your testicles, may be uncomfortable and swollen. Your scrotum and penis may also be bruised. We will tell you later on how you can help lower the swelling. If you have not had a bowel movement before leaving the hospital, there are things that you can do to help you have a bowel movement. We will talk about these things later. Your catheter will still be draining urine from your bladder. You will be given drainage bags for your catheter before you leave the hospital. You will be given directions on how to take care of your catheter before you leave the hospital. If you have any questions as you heal from your surgery, ask your doctor or nurse case manager. Will you need someone to help you after your surgery? You won't need a nurse to take care of you after you are home, but it is a good idea to have someone who can help you for a week or two. It can be your wife or partner, a brother or sister, a friend, or a grown-up child. You will be able to use the toilet for bowel movements, wash yourself, and brush your teeth. You will need help for a week or two with things like buying groceries, cooking, driving, and going to your doctor's office. You will not be able to drive a car while you have a catheter. You may find taking a bus or train to get around hard to do when you have a catheter. Take a few minutes to make a plan for when you get home. What will you need help with when you get home? What things can you do before your surgery to get ready for when you come home from the hospital? What are they? Make a list. Who is going to help you when you get home after your surgery? Write down their names and contact numbers. Are there things you should remember when you get home? Yes, there are some things that you should remember to do when you get home from your surgery that will help with your recovery. If you have stairs, it is best not to go up and down stairs more than one or two times a day while you have a catheter. Before you come downstairs in the morning, think about what you will need during the day and bring it with you. Try to plan your day so that you use the stairs as little as possible. you will only need to do this for about 2 weeks. For 2 to 3 weeks, you will not be able to lift anything heavier than 5 pounds, which is about the weight of a big telephone book. Remember, you will also get tired easier. Give yourself time to rest. Take naps or rest periods. What can you do to take care of yourself? Having to take care of yourself when you go home from the hospital can be scary, but most people feel better when they get home. When you get home, you will need to take care of the following things: your surgical wound or incision, your catheter, your bowels, and your comfort. You may get directions on how to take care of yourself before you leave the hospital. Your doctor and nurse case manager can help answer any questions that you have. It is important that the area around your surgical wound stays clean. You should follow the directions you get from your doctor or nurse on how to care for your surgical wound before you leave the hospital. Make sure to check with your doctor and nurse case manager to find out if you can get your incision wet when you take a bath or shower. Your catheter is important to help your bladder heal. When you leave the hospital, you may be given a leg strap for your catheter tube. Using this strap will help hold the tube so that it does not pull on your penis. Remember to keep the drainage bag lower than your bladder. Some men find that the tip of their penis may get sore from the catheter rubbing against it. If this happens, try putting a water-based lubricant like KY jelly on the tip of your penis. Use your leg strap if you have one, or talk to your nurse case manager about other ways you can keep the catheter from rubbing your penis. If this does not help, speak to your doctor. There are other creams that you can use. Do not put anything on your penis without checking with your doctor or nurse case manager. You will also need to keep your catheter clean. For more information about taking care of your catheter, please ask your nurse case manager for a copy of the impact booklet called Catheter Care. Call your doctor if you have any questions or problems. After you get home, your nurse case manager can answer your questions about your catheter. If you have not had a bowel movement before leaving the hospital, you will need to have a bowel movement within a day or two after you get home. Constipation, or being unable to have a bowel movement, can make you feel very uncomfortable. If you are constipated, there are some simple things that may help. Drink more fluids, at least 8 8-ounce glasses of water a day. A glass of warm liquid when you first get up in the morning may start your bowels moving. Add more fiber to your diet. Fiber is found in whole grains such as bran muffins and cereals, wheat germ, and whole wheat bread, fresh fruits and vegetables, and prunes or prune juice. Eat fewer fatty foods like fried fish, fried chicken, French fries, or high-fat milk products. Increase your daily exercise. Even a daily walk can help relieve constipation. We will talk later on this recording about when you can start doing the things you usually do. Try not to push hard during bowel movements. By not pushing hard, you will lower your chance of getting hemorrhoids. Hemorrhoids are swollen or inflamed veins around your anus or lower rectum that can hurt and bleed. Talk to your doctor about taking an over-the-counter medication or a fiber laxative such as Metamucil to help you have a bowel movement. Talk to your doctor and nurse case manager about medicines you can take to help you have a bowel movement. Do not put anything in your rectum like a suppository or enema without checking with your doctor. What can you do if you hurt? Take pain medicines when you first start feeling pain. If you have pain, be sure to ask for help from your doctor or nurse case manager. Don't ignore it. Controlling your pain allows you to rest when you need to and to sleep well at night. It also helps your body heal. If you are having a hard time sleeping, or if you are having pain that is a bother to you, be sure to tell your doctor or nurse case manager. You will probably have some soreness where the operation was and in your scrotum. Your perineum, the area between your scrotum and rectum, may also be tender. Your doctor will write you a prescription for pain medicine. You can get your pain medicine at a pharmacy or drugstore. Take your pain medicine when you start to hurt. The pain medicine will work better if you take it right away instead of waiting until you have a lot of pain. Each day, you should hurt less and less. If you are very active and find that you are feeling more pain than you have been, you need to slow down and rest more. Take a few minutes to plan what you will do when you have pain. How will you pick up your pain medication from the store? What medicine do you have for pain? How often should you take pain medicine? When should you take your pain medication? During the first few days home, it may be hard for you to find a position that makes it easy for you to sit or sleep. You may have to try many positions to see which one works the best for you. A lot of men find that sitting or sleeping in a reclining chair is best for them. If you use a reclining chair, you need to make sure that your catheter is placed in such a way that it will not get pulled. Remember, your catheter drainage bag should be kept lower than your bladder so that your urine can drain into the bag. If your scrotum is swollen, it is helpful for you to place a small towel roll under your scrotum while you are lying in bed or sitting. The rolled towel acts like a sling for your scrotum. It can lessen the swelling in your scrotum. You may have done this when you were in the hospital. To make a towel roll, get a small clean dish towel or pillowcase. Place the towel in front of you so that it lies flat. Roll it up the long way. Put the towel roll under your scrotum and loop the ends of the towel roll over your legs so that it supports your scrotum. The swelling should be less each day. If the swelling does not get better in 7 days or gets worse, call your doctor or nurse case manager. Take a few minutes to think about what you can do to help yourself after your prostate cancer surgery. What can you eat or drink to help you if you have bowel problems? What can you do if your scrotum is swollen or larger than it was before surgery? Are there side effects with prostate cancer surgery? Yes, there can be side effects or unwanted changes in your body after your prostate cancer surgery. Side effects are different from person to person. Some men have side effects that may last for a short period of time. Others may have side effects that last for a longer period of time or forever. The good news is that there are ways to deal with most of the side effects. What side effects might you have? There are two common side effects of prostate cancer surgery. They are incontinence and impotence. Incontinence is when you leak or pass urine when you do not want to. Not being able to control your urine after the catheter is taken out is normal. You may not be able to control your urine for several days, weeks, or months. Your control of your urine will probably get better as time goes on. We will talk about incontinence and what you can do to control the urine leakage in the next section. Impotence is when your penis will not get hard enough to have sex. Impotence can last up to a year or longer for some men. Some men are never able to have erections after surgery, and some men have no impotence. We will talk about impotence later in this recording. What happens when the catheter is taken out? The day your catheter is taken out is a big step forward in your recovery. Taking out the catheter will only take a couple of seconds and is not painful. You may feel a slight tug or a pulling feeling as it comes out, but it does not hurt. You will probably feel very relieved to no longer have the catheter. When the catheter is removed, you will probably leak or pass urine when you don't want to. This is called incontinence. Remember to bring an incontinence pad like Depends when you go to the doctor's office or clinic. Impact will send you incontinence pads in the mail. Being unable to control your urine after your surgery is normal. You may leak urine for several days, weeks, or months. It will probably get better as time goes on. Talk to your doctor or nurse case manager about ways to manage the incontinence. There are different types of incontinence pads and other devices that you can use to help with the urine leakage. There are also exercises called Kegel exercises, which you can do to make the muscles that control your urine flow stronger. Your nurse case manager can give you information on how to do these exercises. When will your sex life return? You will probably not be able to have an erection for 8 to 12 weeks after your surgery. This means your penis will not get hard enough to have sex. When you are able to get an erection, it is okay to have sex. When you have sex, you will not have fluid or ejaculate come from your penis like you did before your surgery. This is called dry ejaculation and is normal. You will not have sperm to make children after your surgery. If you had problems having erections before surgery, this will not be better after your surgery. If you are not able to have an erection after a few months, talk to your doctor or nurse case manager. For some men, it may take a bit longer for the nerves to heal that allow you to have an erection. Not being able to have an erection can last up to a year or longer. Some men are never able to have erections again after surgery. Be sure to talk to your partner about what you are feeling. When you first get home from the hospital, you may be more concerned with the catheter, how you feel, and getting stronger. When the catheter is taken out, you may be concerned with managing incontinence. As your incontinence gets better, you may then become concerned with impotence. If this becomes a worry for you, please talk to your doctor and your nurse case manager. There are medicines and medical aids that may help you. There are also impact health education booklets that can help you and your partner deal with impotence. Ask your nurse case manager for a copy of the impact booklet, Dealing with Erectile Dysfunction After Prostate Cancer Treatment. Take a few minutes to think about how you will deal with the side effects from your surgery. When will you talk to your partner about having sex after your surgery? Who can you speak to if you need help dealing with your incontinence or impotence? When should you call your doctor? Call your doctor if your pain gets worse or does not get better with pain medication. If you have questions or concerns about your catheter. If your incision starts to have yellowish fluid coming from it, gets redder, and/or hurts more. If you start to have a fever, a temperature 100 degrees Fahrenheit or more. Or if you are not able to pass your urine after your catheter is taken out. When can you start doing the things you usually do? Depending on your job, it will be 5 to 6 weeks before you can go back to work. It will also be 5 to 6 weeks before you are able to do anything that requires hard physical work or heavy lifting. During this time, it is important for you to get some exercise. When you get home from the hospital, start walking. This will help you get better faster. Walk short distances first. For example, walk from one room to another in your home. Add a little more distance each day. Walk a short distance from your home, maybe half a block. Keep adding distance until you can walk a full block. If you feel tired or sore, stop and rest. Do not do more than feels right for your body. Check with your doctor before you start doing the things you did before your surgery. What have you learned by listening to this recording? On this recording, you learned what you need to do when you get home from your prostate cancer surgery. You learned what you will need to do to take care of yourself after surgery. What type of side effects you may have. When you can start doing the things you did before your surgery. If you have any questions, please talk to your doctor or nurse case manager. It is important that you understand what is going on with your treatment. This knowledge will help you take better care of yourself and feel more in control, so that you can get the most from your treatment.